Yeah. stopped by a cop and management, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right the cop stamps don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you think you're the most.
Someone so widely known, a bit fatalistic?
I'm not fatalistic. Bank tellers are fatalistic. Clerks are fatalistic. I'm a farmer. Who ever heard of a fatalistic farmer?
It's illegal for them to search you.
Seven simple rules for life in hiding. One, never trust a cop in a raincoat. Two, beware of enthusiasm and of love. Each is temporary and quick this way. Three, when asked if you care about the world's problems, look deep into the eyes of he who asks. He will not ask you again. Number four and five, never give your real name, and if ever told to look at yourself, never look. Six, never say or do anything that the person standing in front of you cannot understand. And seven, never create anything. It will be misinterpreted. It will chain you and follow you for the rest of your life. And it will never change.
cassette magistrale du musicien libanais DJ et producteur Diamond Setter. Kevork Keshishian, merci beaucoup. Et on va écouter un petit morceau de Yes Ayer avant de reprendre le micro avec Kevork. On lui laisse le temps de respirer quand même. Voici les Yes Ayer. Kevork, you cheated and you played the 30-minute set.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't.
Did you not feel the time pass?
No.
It was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. So I really enjoyed it.
This was a live set by Diamond Setter, meaning that you were playing various tracks that were coming from various places.
Yep.
Splicing them, looping them, putting them one on top of the other.
Yep.
For 30 minutes straight, and we could hear different influences in there. There were bits from soundtracks. There were some soul singers, some jazz singers.
Very true.
Tina Turner's voice at some point.
Yep. But processed and no Tina Turner anymore.
So you were doing all this live?
Yep.
You were creating this 34 minute
creating
set.
It is already created and pre-prepared because
but you're doing the mixing of it
somehow. Yes.
And
effecting them and right. Creating transitions and yes.
And will we be seeing more of you in the future doing this kind of stuff?
Hopefully, I am already working on. I have some more tracks which I recorded some parts with Fadi at his studio, and I'm very thankful about it as well. So yes, there are some things that I'm working on.
For those of you who don't know who Fadi is the co-producer of these programs, and you're here with us tonight. You're here with us every night whenever there's a program such as this one. Kevork, we're going to listen to one last track, one last selection of yours, because in addition to your 34-minute set, I asked you to bring some music with you. We listened to Index Left at the beginning of the program. We listened to Herbert, and this was Yay Sayer. And one last track of your choosing, which has absolutely nothing to do with any of the stuff that came earlier. Tell us a bit about Psalm.
To be honest, I just found out about this album a couple of days ago, and
this is the first your first introduction to John Coltrane?
No, this album.
Okay.
And I was really amazed. And
is this a Love Supreme? I
think it's from Love Supreme. It's the last track, and I think this track is his gift to God.
He went beyond everything with this track, with this album, A Love Supreme.
Yes, it is really magical.
You're very lucky to have discovered A Love Supreme so recently. I wish I was that lucky and have discovered it, because you have many, many years ahead of you of listening to this album and of coming back to it. So, thank you again.
Thank you for having me, really.
We're coming to the end of this program, and we're going to listen to a short excerpt from John Coltrane's Psalm.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks, Fadi. Bye.